WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
These days, Hank Williams Jr. is probably better known for singing the theme song to TV's Monday Night Football than he is for his country music hits. The contemporary country music industry's emphasis on new young stars has left the middle-aged son of country music pioneer Hank Williams without much presence on the radio. But rock critic Ken Tucker says on his new album, Almeria Club, Hank Williams Jr. is again making music that deserves to be heard.
Just like Hank's. I want a voice like Johnny Cash. A big Gibson guitar with air holes in the middle. A girlfriend like Dolly and a huge bass fiddle. I'm X, extremely country.
Hank Williams Jr. has always been a big, blustery character, one whose bragging has always undercut his achievement. To put it bluntly, he's always seemed like a bit more of a jerk than his best music proves he isn't. No doubt about it, this guy's had the kind of hard life that would lead one to jerkiness. He grew up literally living in the shadow of his father, unquestionably the greatest single innovator in country music history. Hank Sr. used to bring Hank Jr., or Bo Cephas as he'd nicknamed his son, on stage during his shows, and either force or encourage the kid to perform, depending on what version you believe. It's a moment Hank Jr. acknowledges on his new album, on this nice bluesy shuffle.
A great big hello to you and all your wonderful listeners, and I have a real big surprise for you. Hank Jr. will be on the show. Yes, Hank Jr. will be with us. He's now 9 years old.
Hello, everybody. Like my daddy said, the good Lord's willing, and the creeks don't rise, I'll see you.
That's right.
Sun comes up in Tennessee. I can tell you right now where I'm gonna be. I'll be rambling around from place to place.
Since this new album, Almeria Club, is steeped in nostalgia, he recorded some of it in an Alabama schoolhouse turned nightclub where his father used to go to hear R&B and country acts. It bears reminding that Hank Jr.'s breakthrough came in 1975. A few years before, when he was 27, he'd fallen off the side of a mountain in Montana and cracked his head open. Extensive facial reconstruction, followed by a period of shaking a few addictions, cleared his head and resulted in an album called Hank Williams Jr. and Friends, an artistic triumph that led to a commercial one, a string of hit singles that lasted well into the late 80s. Nowadays, shut out of country radio by slicker young acts, he's trolling for a hook, something that'll snag him some attention, such as this announced affiliation with the Southern rapper Kid Rock.
Well, I've been hanging out with my rebel son, Kid Rock. And I don't really like this stuff they call hip-hop. But he's sure been good to me. Still trying to make him see. In country music, you just can't say the F word. My son.
If it seems hypocritical of Williams to say in that song that he doesn't like rap but he still hangs out with Kid Rock, well, Hank Jr.'s always been a weird opportunist. This is the guy, after all, who eked out a hit in 1989 by taking a rare cut by his late father called There's a Tear in My Beer, and singing along with his dead dad on it. It's a relief to say that Williams doesn't sink to that here. In fact, the songs on Almeria Club come from a now middle-aged man with his own history to plunder, rather than his namesake's. And one thing Hank Jr. has always liked more than his daddy did was bluegrass music.
I'm an outdoor kind of man, and I really love the land. From the mountains of Montana to the Alabama sand. I don't care much about TV, 'cause there's country yet to see. I'd rather be on the lake with a fishing friend. I'm an outdoor kind of man. Give me a cane pole and a shotgun, and I can have a whole lot of fun. A soft old pair.
I doubt whether Almeria Club will make Hank Jr. a hot property again. But I'll tell you, his own son, Hank Williams III, has just put out an album called Lovesick, Broke, and Driftin' that's so god-awful I won't waste time playing it here. The tables have turned. Now Hank Jr.'s the father, with a kid who has to try to match his daddy's legacy.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.